Well, it's the time of year when a lot of TV channels are in full-on Christmas special mode, and NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now to talk about some of his favorites. Hi, Eric.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
And first of all, let's get the bad out of the way first. You say a lot of this stuff that we and many people will be watching on TV this holiday season is too hokey and has other problems. Why? What's wrong?
Well, of course, we all know about the Christmas specials that are sort of disguised exercises in corporate synergy or ads for toys. I want to save sort of specific and sustained criticism for the Hallmark Channel movies. Hmm. And these are favorites of a lot of people, including my mother, so I hope she's not listening. But, you know, the Hallmark Channel has these made-for-TV movies about Christmas. If you go to their website, you can see posters for every one of them. And when you see these posters and you look at the people depicted on them, they're always depicting couples or family groups. You will see just 3 out of 21 movies that feature at least one person who's not white. Huh. And of those 3, you will see that 2 of those movies feature the non-white people in sort of secondary roles. You know, these are movies that are very much focused on a certain way of celebrating Christmas. It's often suburban, it's often middle class to upper middle class, and it is very white. So, you know, a lot of problems that I have with really badly made Christmas specials is stuff like that. When the idea of what Christmas is that's reinforced is something that's exclusionary, something that feeds into stereotypes, that's when I really have a problem.
Well, and it makes me think of 2 of my favorite Christmas movies that I'm sure are going almost every day on TV right now are Home Alone and Christmas Vacation, both of which feature, you know, white families in the suburbs.
Exactly. And I do sort of feel like those movies were made quite a while ago.
Right.
But, you know, Hallmark Channel was churning out movies like right now. In today's times, in 2017, what a family is incredibly different, incredibly diverse. And so there's no excuse for contemporary movies to lack that level of diversity. And what I think makes a good holiday special, and I'm not talking about stuff that was made a long time ago, because that stuff has nostalgia. And of course, we look back on the stop motion stuff like, you know, Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But, you know, modern holiday specials have a sense that they're making fun of the hokiness that is inherent in a holiday special, right? And that leads us to talk about a holiday movie that I really like.
Which is, and we'll just play a clip and people can figure it out on their own. Here it is.
Ralphie, what would you like for Christmas?
Horrified, I heard myself blurted out.
I want an official Red Ryder Carbon Action 200 Jet Wings Ball Air Rifle.
Ooh. No. Shoot your eye out.
Oh, no, it was the classic mother BB gun block. You'll shoot your eye out.
You'll shoot your eye out. That, of course, from A Christmas Story, the 1983 classic. What do you like so much about this, Eric?
Okay, so number one, you can just sort of enjoy the actual story, which is built around this kid named Ralphie, who's having Christmas with his family in Indiana. It's a fictional town, but it's based in Hammond, Indiana, which is, you know, just a hop, skip, and a jump from where I grew up in Gary, Indiana. And this kid, you know, he wants his BB gun. And so that story, if you just take it at face value, is wonderful. But there's also a sense that this movie is having a lot of fun with all the weird stuff that happens at Christmas between mom and dad and between siblings and the weird rituals that we have, you know, the family feast that we have and the weird stuff that dad does. You know, Darren McGavin plays the father here, and he's mostly referred to as the old man. And the old man has all kind of, you know, weird rituals and things that he does that make the Christmas season kind of interesting and absurd. And the film just feasts on that.
And by the way, Fox is doing a live version of A Christmas Story this weekend featuring Matthew Broderick and Maya Rudolph. So we'll have to see how that goes. Meanwhile, Eric, you have another favorite, The Grinch from 2000. This is the Jim Carrey adaptation of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Let's listen.
Never those who's inviting me down there. On such short notice, even if I wanted to go, my schedule wouldn't allow it. 4 o'clock, wallow in self-pity. 4:30, stare into the abyss. 5 o'clock, solve world hunger. Tell no one. 5:30, jazzercise. 6:30, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again. 7 o'clock, wrestle with my self-loathing. I'm booked.
Now, Eric, you say you hated this movie when it first came out, but now you like it.
I did hate this movie when it first came out because I was so wedded to the nostalgia for the original, which was, you know, a wonderful half-hour animated special. It was directed by Chuck Jones, who's the classic guy who did a lot of the Looney Tunes stuff. And it had Boris Karloff as the perfect narrator slash Grinch. So let's listen to a little bit of that.
I know just what to do. The Grinch laughed in his throat. I'll make a quick Santa Claus hat to the coat. He chuckled and clucked. What a great Grinchy trick. With this coat and this hat, I'll look just like Saint Nick.
Now, that was done back in 1966, right? So it's been around for a while. But I didn't appreciate, and what I grew to appreciate every year as sort of my nostalgia started to fade for the old Grinch, is that Jim Carrey inhabited the Grinch in a way that I don't think any other actor could. He really became this character and had so much fun, again, with that idea of giving you a lot of funny stuff at face value, but also doing a lot of meta commentary on the whole notion of a Grinch or the whole notion of a Whoville and how they celebrate Christmas. You're brought along on this ride with him that if you let yourself take it and you don't get too wrapped up in the nostalgia for the original, you can really enjoy it. There's a lot of flaws in the 2000 movie, but Jim Carrey's performance is really amazing, and it gets better for me. I mean, my girlfriend doesn't even like to watch the movie with me because I will literally parrot every line as he says it.
That's Eric Deggans, also known as the Grinch, NPR's TV critic. Eric, thanks
my
so much.
My schedule wouldn't allow it.